Accountability till you're blue in the face, till you're purple, till you're out of breath. You can talk about who are you accountable, who are you accountable. I'm going to tell you this right now. You will never know truly sanctified life until you win the battle where no one in the world can hold you accountable except God Himself, and that's right inside your own heart. We see this. Pastors, accountable to congregations and boards and friends and wives and children, morally crash into a mountain and explode. And sometimes people will say, well, maybe they didn't have accountability or who was ministering to them. And I'm not saying there's no place for that. I'm just saying that's not where the battle is fought. The real battle for your spirituality, I'll tell you this, your conscience fights all by itself. And time and truth go hand in hand. Given enough time, if you're losing it inside, it'll show up outside. Very few men's sins follow them after, though some do. Most find that their sins discover them while they're still here. Well, let's get a little more specific. Let me define conscience for you. It is the soul's warning system. It is the gift of God. It plays a critical role in salvation and sanctification. It senses moral violation when rightly informed and says, pull up, pull up, pull up, or you're going to crash. Now listen, conscience is part of you, okay? And that means it's not perfect. It's not infallible. That's right. That's why Paul said, you remember in 1 Corinthians, he said, it's a small thing, chapter 4, what men say about me. It's a small thing, what you say about me. And then he went on to say, even when I know nothing against myself, herein am I not justified. I'm not even an accurate judge of myself. I can't even fully count on my conscience as being infallible. I will say this, the clearer it is and the more well-informed it is with the truth, the more it will do what God has designed it to do. Still, even though the conscience has felt the curse, when it is informed accurately by the Word of God, and when it is cleaned by